Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, be honest, Toby. Is that annoying?
No comment.
Because everyone I've ever worked with hates it. But now it's like, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I could probably, I don't always have to be a 10 on it. I could probably be like a, good morning, everybody. I don't have to be in your face, you know?
I mean, it's part of the Bart Winkler charm.
But it's part of being jovial and caring and wacky and...
Yeah, all those things.
The other stuff I am.
Knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable. I am knowledgeable. Even people that don't like me will admit that I am knowledgeable. Brian Gutekunst. We will hear from Goody today live, 8:30 this morning. We will carry that for you.
Gutekunst.
We will hear from Matt LaFleur live. We will carry that for you, 9:40. And then Devontae Adams and Adrian Amos and, yep, Aaron Rodgers, all scheduled to chat today after practice. So Rodgers, this whole summer of Rodgers, will he or won't he? Every family reunion, every grad party, every work function, you're trying to enjoy yourself. You go up to the table to pour another glass of punch. Guy comes up to you. Hey man, how you been? Oh, I've been good. Oh, it's so good to get together. Oh, it really is. Hey, what's the deal with Rodgers, man? Is he coming back? It became the small talk of the summer. And it really was interesting. If you look at every other place non-Wisconsin, I mean, all of the national shows, Rodgers, Rodgers, Rodgers. People across the country, Rodgers. People wondering if they could trade for Rodgers. And in Wisconsin, we're all like, yeah, I mean, we did this with Favre. Just tell us if he's going to be here or not. We don't really care. The Bucks play at 8 o'clock. And even if the Bucks are off, well, the Brewers are on. So I think that everybody, like, this was the story of the NFL offseason for everybody else. And then here, there was just a lot of apathy towards it. We just wanted to know if he was coming back or not. And he is in training camp. After all of this, he is in training camp, and he is going to talk today. Now, what do you think Aaron Rodgers says today? Aaron, can you just explain it in your words, kind of where you were at this summer and what brought you back here? Yeah, just, you know, in the future, like I said, it's a beautiful mystery, and what is he even going to say? What is he going to say? Is he going to downplay it? Is he going to say, look, I don't like these guys, but I love football. I'm here. I feel like he'll downplay it. But also, What language will he use? I'm very fascinated now today, yes, to hear what he says, just to see how he wants to be viewed. Like, you're going to talk now, and you're going to answer questions for 20 minutes. How do you want to be viewed by the people that have been waiting on bated breath to know if you're coming back or not?
I feel like he's going to definitely just downplay it and have that cynical look on his face, like Aaron always does when he's trying to do these sort of things. I feel like he's just going to kind of, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was just chilling in Hawaii. I was, out golfing with Tom Brady and Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson. I was at the Kentucky Derby. I just kind of had a normal offseason. I don't know what you're discussing.
Yeah, but he's been so open about stuff, too, that I wonder if he... I have no idea. Is he here now? Is he going to make every press conference a living hell for Goody and Murphy? Like, if they go and get him Randall Cobb, yeah, that's not huge. But it's also, like, a thing they're going to do for him. So if I'm Rodgers and I lose week one to the Saints, I'm like, well, you know, it would have really been nice to have Ladarius Gunter out there. I can tell you that. Oh, man, it'd be really nice to have another backup lineman that I could rely on. Is he just going to pitch now what he wants every week in his press conferences? Does he feel like he has this power now because they're likely going to get Randall Cobb back?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. I don't know that I've cared so much about a press conference from a guy in quite some time.
I just have no idea the way that he wants to be viewed. You know, whatever he says today, we're going to sink our teeth into it. What he says today is going to be like that's going to be how we view Aaron. So this is a big day for him. I hope he's at least forthcoming and honest about things. I would want that. I don't want him to play all shucks. I don't know what you're talking about. Because one thing that I think Aaron does like is he does like when people speculate on him, because then nobody knows the truth and only he knows the truth. I think he likes that part of it. That I only know the real me. I'll give you bits and pieces to like talk about, and I like when you do that. But only I know the real me. That's what I get out of Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you could see that just from how he announced that he was going to be back in Green Bay, right? Goody and Mark Murphy are up there talking, and he waits till they're done, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I was coming back all along. You know that, right?
But he didn't say much this offseason.
No, this is really the first time we're going to hear anything from Aaron Rodgers. Everything's been hearsay. Everything's been... Well, from when I've spoken to him, from, you know, former teammates to word from people close to Aaron Rodgers as he'll be back. I mean, he didn't reach out to Rappaport. It was, you know, people close to Aaron Rodgers are saying. So we haven't heard anything from him. So this will be the first time we get to hear anything from him. And it'll be interesting to see whether he answers the questions or not, if he dodges them. Because, like you said, this is going to kind of define how we're going to be able to cover him the whole season, whether he's going to be open with it, whether he's just going to pass it off, whether he's going to be dismissive of it. We don't know what he's going to do.
He can say, look, I told you guys after the season that nothing's for certain. I've always thought my time here was going to be on my terms. I realized that it won't be. And I showed up to work. I know there was a lot of people talking about me, but I showed up to work. I never said I wasn't coming back. You never heard the words out of my mouth that I wanted anyone fired. I said I don't know what the future holds, and now I'm here. I mean, it's as simple as that. So he could, I don't know. Either way, I'm pretty sure no matter what he does, I will be mad at what he says. I'm pretty sure no matter what he says, I won't like it. Rodgers talks at an unknown time today. It's just going to be after practice, so it'll be sometime while you're at work. Davante Adams also going to speak. We heard the talks with him have shut down. So that could be interesting. And Adrian Amos as well. The guy that you need to hear speak today is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'm begging you, watch this thing that the Bucks put out. I am absolutely begging you to watch it. Now, I'm promoting it while I'm speaking. If you If you want to bail on the show today and go watch it right now, I mean, I shouldn't be saying that, but it is so good. Do get to the podcast later, but it's just so good. All right, maybe watch it later. Maybe watch it tonight. You know what? You do you. I'm just happy you're here. It is so good. It's 70 minutes. It's an all-access view of Game 6. So you see a little bit of the practices beforehand, and then you see leading up to Game 6, and then there's a good 10, 15 minutes showing you Game 6, and they do a good job. They only show Bucks makes. they don't even tell the story of the game. They just only show the Bucks makes. And what I like about that is I was in the Deer District, and I was not in the arena. You were that night, Toby. I think it does a really good job of making me feel like what it would have felt like to be in the arena. I mean, the crowd, even after the first bucket or the first block, is so loud that I really had not heard that from that viewpoint before. I heard it through the TV on the rewatch, and then what I heard while watching the game was the people around me, but the arena just sounded so, so loud. I don't know that Fiserv Forum ever gets that loud again for anything ever. I know the Big Three's coming there this week, and there's a WWE live show this Saturday, so, you know, there's potential. But I don't know if it ever gets as loud as it was in Game 6 ever in the course of its history.
I don't see it happening unless they were to come back and somehow pack the building even more and win another NBA Finals. But I don't know that it happens because that ended a 50-year drought. It was incredibly loud in there, and it was awesome to listen to that last night and be able to kind of actually experience it, because before you'd only hear clips and you could hear the crowd in the background of Mike Breen's call, but you couldn't really experience what it was like to hear the raw emotion of the entire Fiserv Forum erupting whenever a bucket would be made. But yeah, that really captured how loud it was in there. And we may never get an experience like that again for the Bucks, because 65,000 people outside, that might not happen again with expansion to the Deer District area and, you know, a hotel and whatnot being built down there. So that whole experience might be a one-time thing, and it was totally worth it. And I'm glad both of us got to experience it in different ways.
And then what the Bucks video showed, again, this is on their YouTube page. I believe it's called Restricted Area. You'll find it right away. It's 70 minutes. And then they show a lot of the post-game stuff, but they show a lot of where Giannis was throughout all this. So as soon as the game is over, you know, he pumps up the crowd and he jumps in with PJ Tucker. But as soon as the game over, he walks over to his mom and his family, and then he sits down on those seats, those baseline seats, which I will never be able to see without tearing up in some way. I mean, to see him crying there, just to see that emotion, soaking it all in. He then goes into the locker room to get his phone so that he can... Were they on Instagram at that point? Or was that just a FaceTime?
I think they were just FaceTiming.
Because he goes and gets Thanasis, who's in the hotel room. You know, he was in the protocol, so he couldn't be there. He goes to get... And he calls him TA, so he goes to get him. So he takes him wherever he's going. And then he goes back out, and then you see the shot of him walking back into the Fiserv Forum, kind of dancing with that smile. Largest smile of all time, of any smile ever. And then he's celebrating on the court. He's hugging people. And immediately he's telling Bud and Chris, let's do it again. we got to do this again. Gets to the podium. They do that. They go back in. He grabs a cigar. He says, I want to do like what LeBron did. So they're smoking cigars. And it's just a pure chaos of celebration. And it's so cool.
I love being able to see how different people celebrate. Chris was very, you know, reserved, and he was excited, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't losing his mind. Whereas you listen to Brooke Lopez, man, is this real? I don't get what's going on right now. I loved listening to how the different guys reacted, and you're right. The best part of the video had to be watching Giannis after the final buzzer sounds go hug his family, and then just have to take a moment and sit on those seats and soak it all in and shed a tear or two about what he was able to accomplish. That was an incredible video. Like you said, go watch that. If you
Please
at some
do.
Point this
I'm
week,
begging, I'm begging you. I'm begging you to watch it. I'm on bending knee here. Please watch this video. The Bucks did a tremendous job with this. Yes, it's good content because they won, but they really did a good job. And then they are at this height of euphoria in the locker room. Everyone's got goggles on smoking. Dun, 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 dun. Here comes Monty Williams. Hey, guys, I just want to say you made me a better coach. Thanks. What? Thanks, Monty. Is he gone yet? Woo! Oh, man, come on. Buzzkill much? I guess Giannis brought him in. Whatever. So then they're partying some more, and then Giannis goes on to the podium, and I had not heard or seen this, but just the way that he thanked his family afterwards, I made sure to post just this clip of it. This is Giannis at the podium after talking about his family. In that moment, you're a champion. He's holding both trophies, but he's thinking of every little and big thing that his late father and his mother and Mariah and his son have done to sacrifice on their behalf to make sure that he can be there on that night.
In order for me to be in this position, how much my parents sacrificed. You know, how much my parents sacrificed, man. I saw that every day. Every day in my life, I saw that, you know? And this is for my mom. She worked extremely hard every day for me to be in this position. And she never pressured me to do, you know, other things. This is for my dad, that he's watching from above and he can see it. And this is for my significant other also. You know, that she every day she helps me be better, a better person. You know, she let me do what I'm supposed to do. And she take care of my son and then my next son, you know, and for my brothers. I can be stubborn sometimes, you know, like I can disconnect myself from the world because I want this so bad. Like I wanted this so bad and I was able to get it. That's why I was, you know, tearing up. But like people helped me to be in this position. Like I didn't do it by myself. Like every freaking day people helped me. You know, and I want to thank my dad, my mom, my significant other, Mariah, and my brothers and my son, and the people throughout the journey that helped me.
Then as soon as that's over, that part of the video, he's on a FaceTime with Paschke, and I'm just melted at this point. Because, you know, he says, I love you, you're my brother. My God, I'm just absolutely melted. They celebrate some more, and then they end it with kind of a look back at how these guys, I mean, it's very emotional stuff. I mean, it is just a game, but it's very emotional. And this is why, one of the reasons, I don't want to stop talking about this forever, because the Bucks won the championship. The Milwaukee Bucks won the championship. I was watching this last night. I have a brother that lives in town. What did I text him? I said, I'm watching this Bucks thing on YouTube. We really won the finals, man. The GD Bucks. I need to keep celebrating. And then I said, we need to match our Warriors brother. He's got three. I want three. And then at the end, I said, dude, this will make you cry. They drafted Giannis 8 years ago. And we didn't know much about him. And it was a project, and you could be excited about that. But in your wildest dreams, I don't think anybody, you know, watching for a couple of years, I did make the bet in 2016 with the guys that, you know, you could win an MVP someday because you saw some really good flashes. But let's go back to 2013. In your wildest dreams, you couldn't have imagined him being this player, but also him being this person. This person. And just listening to that from Giannis, that's what makes this so great. This is a really easy guy to root for. Middleton's a really easy guy to root for. The two of them together, very easy to root for. Please watch this video. It is so, 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 so good. So with a couple of different things going on, you've got Giannis, who is on top of the world, and you've got Rodgers, and again, people tweeting me, what I'm talking about is a Bucks video is on YouTube. Watch it. It's 70 minutes. It says Game 6, all access, restricted area. You'll find it. Unless you've never been on YouTube before, you will find it very easily. If you can't, sorry, you're just never going to see it. That couldn't be easier to go find on YouTube. Please watch this. I'm begging you. Especially if you went through all the 2 months of everything. This is a behind the scenes. I mean, you live for behind the scenes stuff like this. You live for it. And you get it in this video. So do check that out. So you've got Giannis, which we all love. Rodgers, which we're all indifferent on. We asked a question. I want to see where you guys are feeling about these guys historically. We'll get into that coming up much more ahead as well. Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer here on The Fan. All right. Speaking of those Green Bay Packers, check this out. Check this out, guys. I've talked about Windows Select quite a bit. Have I not? Why wouldn't I? They're great. Buy one, get one on the windows, no matter how many windows you need. No payments for a full year when you get your services installed. They come out, they do a free consultation. They do siding and doors as well. And it's all back with a double lifetime warranty located in Menominee Falls. Well, Windows Select now is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. And to celebrate this, they're taking you to a game, perhaps. And your host of this trip is Toby. But Toby couldn't make it. So it's going to be me. So we are going with Windows Select. We're taking a bus on Saturday, August 21st. This is, a 3:00 game, 3:25 game. Packers-Jets. We're going to take a bus there with 40 lucky fans are going to join us. It's the ultimate fan bus trip. And you can sign up. Free to enter, no purchase necessary, windowselect.com. You can request your free home estimate while you're there, but you can go to windowselect.com right now and sign up to win a bus trip, round trip transportation from Menominee Falls back to Green Bay and back, and I'll be hosting the trip. You will be accommodated. You will be watching the game from the Miller Lite Lounge when you get there. Food and drinks included, and we're going to make sure the bus is a good time with games and different things, and again, I'll be wacky, zany, live and local hosting the bus trip. So, that'll be fun. Check it out, windowselect.com. Again, windowselect.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow, we got Carmelo Anthony in the family too at Odyssey. I know he said Apple and Spotify, but we also got Carmelo Anthony at Odyssey. What a tremendous app. What a great app.
An Odyssey station.
I like every single show on the Odyssey app is worth your time. Except there's one that's not, but every other one that's on there is very, very good. One is dreadful, just really bad. It's like disgustingly bad. But everything else is very, very good. Everything else on Odyssey is like the prime rib of audio. And there's one that's like the coleslaw of radio. It's like, just toss it in the air and throw it all over a bar. I came up with something last night, Toby. I'm Bart, that's Toby. We're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst, 8:30. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur, 9:40. These guys are going to hit the podium. They're going to talk. We're going to carry it live as Rodgers is back. Not sure if you heard. Aaron Rodgers is back. He's talking today, too. And apparently Randall Cobb's going to be back. Now, he's not going to be back at his current salary. Yeah, Rodgers, we'll trade for your friend who's set to make $8 million this year with Houston. But you being such a good friend, you want to play with him so bad, he's going to have to take a tremendous pay cut. And Cobb's probably like, Rodgers, dude, I love you, bud, but I kind of want the money here. So we'll see. It seems like that's going to go down, though. Also, the Blake Bortles tenure is over. What is your favorite Blake Bortles memory? 414-799-1250. But I was thinking about Giannis, and I'm thinking about Rodgers and where these guys are. And, you know, right now in the state, I'm pretty sure everyone says they like Giannis more than Rodgers. And Rodgers is pretty much everybody's favorite current Wisconsin athlete. So I thought, well, what about all time? How has this last summer affected you all time? So I thought, yeah, would three be good? Would five be good? Now, we're going to ask people for state fair tickets, and you can tweet in with the hashtag BartTickets at 1250 AM The Fan. Four. I thought four. Who are your top four favorite Wisconsin sport athletes of all time? And I was killing myself. Like, there's got to be a catchy way to do this. And then I thought, Toby, Mount Rushmore has four of the greatest presidents of all time. Let's kind of call it our Mount Rushmore.
That's totally original, so yeah.
Thank you. So I decided to ask you guys who the Mount Rushmore of your Wisconsin sports athletes are. Is it worth asking you, Toby, as a transplant, or do you?
I mean, you can ask me.
Okay.
Give me a second. Who's yours?
Okay, that's interesting. Because now I like, is Leroy on mine? Because I know Leroy, and I love him. Is Travis Diener on mine? Because I know Trav, and he's a champion too. In the tournament? So Giannis is obviously on there. Giannis on mine. And this is coming from a guy who was born in 84. And so you got to remember from that point of view, Giannis is absolutely on my list of favorite Wisconsin sports athletes of all time. That's a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. Number two, these are in no order, but the second guy I'll put on is Bart Starr. I'm going to put Bart Starr on this list. Yes, I did not watch him live. And I watched Favre and I watched Rodgers. And I enjoyed watching Favre so much. And I've enjoyed watching Rodgers so much. But also all this, like, off-the-field stuff. Does that weigh into it for me? Because when I grew up, Favre was like a father figure. Even though I had a great father, still do. I just felt like they were both the same guy. Like, Favre was just, like, also my dad. Like, when I watched Favre, I wasn't watching Favre. I was watching my dad play football. I think a lot of kids my age were like that. It was just, there was something about Favre. But Bart Starr, I'm 90% sure. I'm going to tell you two stories. I'm 90% sure they're real. I think I was named after Bart Starr. I've asked my parents multiple times. They always used to say no. And then I've worn them down where they say, yeah, of course. Because I want it to be true. So I think I was. Not sure. And then Bart Starr was at an airport with my grandparents. And they went up to him. And they said, hey, our grandson's name is Bart. And he said, oh, that's cool. And he signed a photo for them. And then a year later, they tell me, he saw him again. And he came up to them and said, how's little Bart doing? So I don't know if that's true or not. I need it to be true, okay?
Yeah, you just got to believe that they're both
I need that to be true. Now, I never met Bart Starr. I always wanted to somehow meet him or talk to him for a few minutes. But I'm going to put him up there. And I think I'm going to leave Favre and Rogers off. Do I put Robin Yount, Paul Molitor? I've never talked to Robin. I have talked to Paul. Robin was my guy, though, back then. Robin was my guy. Ryan Braun, I've loved a lot. I've stuck through with him. I mean, I could even think about putting Chris Middleton on this list. I still got to workshop it. I know Giannis is there, and I know Star is there. And then I got to figure out who else is on this list. Let's see. GW says Giannis, Star, Yount. So I'm liking this list. Frank Kaminsky. Okay. Frank Kaminsky is a Bears fan, automatically disqualified. Frank Kaminsky is also, he was also good for like 4 minutes against the Bucks and tried to ruin us. AJ, Giannis, Favre, Hank Aaron, Ron Dane. So there's two already with Giannis and no Rodgers. Alex says Giannis, Rodgers, Braun, and Charles Woodson. That's a good one. Ron says Giannis, Bart Starr, Reggie White, and Robin Yount. Jay Fishy, Yount, Giannis, Dane, Favre. Here's another one. Favre, Giannis, Rodgers, Woodson. Giannis, Marcus Johnson, Rodgers, Yount. Interesting.
Yeah, if I had to give mine, I'd have to give the clarifying of people that I watched, because I think Reggie White would be on that list. I didn't get to watch Reggie White. I think guys like Yount and Molitor would definitely have a chance to be on that list. I didn't get to watch them. And obviously guys like Sidney Moncrief, Marcus Johnson might have a chance, and I didn't get to watch them either. So I'd have to say Rodgers, Favre, Giannis, and I'd have a hard time not including a Wisconsin running back because you've had so many good ones.
Yeah, but were they ever my favorite? Because Melvin Gordon was Ron Dane maybe could go up there.
Oh, and he would have to be on there probably too. I didn't get to watch Ron Dane. I loved watching Jonathan Taylor though.
Yeah, Taylor. See, I know I'm going Giannis, and I know I'm going Yount, and then I'm going Star. And so I don't know if I go Favre or Rodgers or not, just because, well, Favre, there's been few athletes at the time where I've loved as much as Favre. There's also been few that I've hated as much as Favre when he went to Minnesota. There's one name that I'm clearly leaving out.
Jeff Janis.
I mean, I love Jeff Janis, so that's what I'll say. I'll say Yount, Giannis, Star, and Janis. 799-1250, you guys can chime in, but really, we want you to head to Twitter at 1250 AM, the fan. Use the hashtag CW. Use the hashtag Bart Tickets, and you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the state fair. So check that out. Want to talk more Brewers? They get a big win last night, of course, and they are separating themselves from the NL Central. But also, they need to start looking about how do you beat the Dodgers? How do you beat the Giants? How do you beat the Padres? Are you going to need another bat here? We'll talk some trade deadline throughout the show. Brian Gutekunst, we will hear from live at 8:30. Nick Kostos will join us. We'll talk some Rodgers odds with him at 8. So a lot more to get to coming up, 12:50 a.m., the fan.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now.
And I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now, especially thinking about the guys that may or may not be here next year. There's always change. That's the only constant in this business. It's really tough to get to this point. Really, really tough. Especially with it only being one bye week in the playoffs. It's a grind just to get to this point. And that makes the finality of it all kind of hit you like a ton of bricks. That's why it's a gutting feeling in your stomach.
That was Aaron Rodgers after the Packers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I don't understand how Tom Brady threw three interceptions in the second half. How the hell did they lose that game? What a run. Well, what a run we've had, Rodgers. You want to come back for one more dance? Everybody's making the same joke. One more NFC Championship game loss. Why not? For old time's sake. Come on back and blow it on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. And they had this one at home. And I do think that, I don't know, had the Eagles come in here and won, had the Panthers, the whoever, it was different because it was Tom Brady. I mean, Rodgers saw this guy. Yeah, Tom Brady had a lot of success in New England. But then Tom Brady's just like, yeah, I want to go somewhere else. He goes to Tampa. You know anything about Tampa? He had no Bruce Arians. They were 7-5 at one point. Even earlier than that, it looked like Tom Brady and Bruce Arians couldn't make it work. Weren't going to get along. What a failure. What does Brady do? Oh, he just wins. He throws three picks in the second half. Yeah, he still wins. He wins. I don't know what it is with this guy. The dude wins. And so Rodgers saw Brady jump teams, jump conferences. Yeah, I mean, Gronk was there, his buddy, and his friendship with Antonio Brown, but everybody else was new. He never threw a ball to Mike Evans before. He never threw a ball to Chris Godwin. He didn't know Ronald Jones. He didn't know the defenders. Wins a Super Bowl. Just like that. Then they smoke the Chiefs. And they're champs again. And so Rodgers is like, well, if you can just do that, I can do that. I can't win with this team. Every time that we have a guy here I like, the Packers get rid of him. And now they want to get rid of me. So just get rid of me. Make it easier for you. So very vague after the season. Then the offseason goes on. It's draft day. We're all minding our business, excited for the draft. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Eric Stokes is the least hyped first-round pick we've ever had, ever. Nobody knows anything about him. Because the day of, Adam Schefter. After an accumulation of information, Aaron Rodgers wants out, and he wants out now. Okay. What do we do with that? Hours later, Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded to the Broncos tonight. That's what people were saying. People were saying. That didn't happen. We don't know what's going on. He goes on vacation. He's not saying anything. People are reporting on his behalf. James Jones is talking. John Kuhn's talking. Any person that's ever played. I even think Craig Knoll got some run during this. Anybody who was anybody. Hell, I asked Jeff Janis about it. Janis. We all ask about Rodgers. And then he shows up. Early. Shows up to camp. There he is. And what changed? Looks like they're going to lop a year off his contract and bring in Randall Cobb. Okay. That was all for Randall Cobb? Hey, I mean, I love Randall Cobb as much as the next guy, but if you want a Randall Cobb so bad, just ask. You don't have to do this whole thing, embarrass or whatever the hell the point of this was. So we're going to hear from Rodgers today. I'm very, very curious to know what Rodgers says. I'm very curious to know how Rodgers really wants to be viewed. How does he want to reframe everything that's happened this summer? Because he has not talked a lot through it. It's not like he has to go back on his words. He didn't give us much words. The words were of Schefter. The words were of Rappaport. The words were of the beat writers. That's who was giving the words. How does Rodgers want to kind of revisionize history a little bit? Which is not a word. I just made it up. Spark Guy, 414-799-1250. What up, dude?
Bart, it's been a while. I was hoping to call in and revisionize some of the Bucks comments. I haven't talked to you since then. The Bucks winning the championship. Can we still celebrate?
Well, we are 8 days removed. I'm going to start every show with that for the rest of time. I love talking about the Bucks. That's why I watched their video last night and cried my tiny little eyes out.
Bart, first credit to Toby. And myself, I remember back in the Nets series when we started painting this by numbers, this championship, Toby never lost the face. They pulled that one out, and they did since. But so all credit to him. Obviously, he is the good luck charm, unlike Radio Joe, who was the bad luck charm. So we are happy about that. I enjoyed the championship run. You guys did unbelievable. Like I think I tweeted you the day after. We were actually traveling as a family, and enjoyed listening to your show on the Odyssey app.
You know, it is a great app, is it not? And now we have Carmelo Anthony part of the app.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just...
an Odyssey station.
Yeah.
Just stacking wins on top of wins at Odyssey. No, we enjoyed it, and I got the whole family involved. They enjoyed it. We listened to all 5 hours over the period of a few days, and it was fun hearing even my wife's reaction to everybody saying, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And she's like, everyone calls the next day. I'm like, they do. It's like a big session. So, yes, again, big celebration. You guys doing Mount Rushmore. I caught up, like I said. I'm going with, for if Wisconsin Mount Rushmore, it's got to be things I saw. You know what I mean? Like, and it's somewhat modern. So your affinity for Bart Starr, I can corroborate that. I was fortunate enough to meet him several times in my life, especially as a kid. Unbelievable dude, like just, I mean, the most gracious guy you'd ever meet. But that said, I'm going to limit it to people that kind of have been in modern time. So
I do need to preference, and this killed me the first time that I ever heard it, and I don't want to burst anybody's bubble right now, but Bart is not Bart Starr's real name.
Brian. He's Brian.
Brian Bartlett Starr.
You got that right. Yeah, yep. But still, I mean, he might now soon be the second most famous Bart in...
So he's not, but he's not a true Bart. Like all these people, everybody knows someone they call Bart, but their last name's like Barthuli or Bartholomew. I'm Bart, and I'm just Bart. I'm not any of this Bartholomew crap. Okay?
And you brought a championship to Milwaukee.
Oh.
You brought a championship to Milwaukee with your constant optimism for the Bucks. But
yeah, the one time I was optimism in my life.
You got to go with Farber Rodgers. Like, I mean, and everyone has the criticisms of him. That said, it's got to be Farber Rodgers.
But I haven't agreed with anything that Favre said in the last 5 years, and Rodgers is a weirdo.
Oh, well, of course. But, I mean, Reggie White basically saved Packer football. Do you want to chalk back up his speech to the state legislature? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't think that necessarily – I don't know. I'm going to put it in of, like, of memorable –
that's a cut.
Moments. It is. I mean, 30, 35 years, like, who's been – and how many Mondays have you spent where it either came down to Favre and Rodgers excelling or sometimes they messed up. But, I mean, that's always the story on Monday, you know. So, I mean, I'm putting those two on. And then Giannis, I mean, he might have the landmark feature of that monument, like I said, just with this one. And he's 26. So, I mean, those three for me are pretty simple. And the fourth, if you're going to put a Brewer on, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going Molitor. I remember Molitor. I mean, Molitor Yount is kind of the refrain these days. But back in the 80s, early 90s, you know, when Packer football was terrible. But also when
I heard,
80s, yeah. 80s and 90s, it was Molitor State. Like, I mean, that 39-game hitting streak, I mean, that's when I got into baseball. I was born a couple of years before you. But, like, that mesmerized the state. And, like, Molitor was – He was it, man. And, like, you know, Robin Yount, take nothing away, Hall of Famer, everything else. But he was still with the Brewers 15 years. I mean, he wasn't just here for a few years, and that hitting streak, and he really did epitomize that 80s teams, at least at the time. I think the Blue Jay thing put people the wrong way. But again, with Molitor, it's not like he was offered to stay. They pretty much let him go. He didn't have any options to stay here. They gave him a cut-rate deal. So that's my Mount Rushmore, and I think the only final thing I'd say is to you, Bart, is at least in the next couple of weeks, we might need a little bit of a blame game on your Rodgers thing. Like, we've now come to the conclusion of it. I've heard you talk a lot about it. We haven't got a full blame game, I think, for your boys like Schefter and Florio. I'd like to hear that. No pressure sometime in the next few weeks, though.
Yeah, I could do another blame game. I haven't sung the blame game in a while. I think I need to dial it back because maybe I'll do it in, like, next week or the week after. I've been a little too aggressive against my enemies this week.
God bless, Bart. Go Bucks. Bucks okay. Less. Bucks and six.
Even I'm like, thanks, Bart. Hey, Bucks and six. Even I think I need to tone it back a little bit. I think I hurt Rob's feelings again. It's a bummer. That's a bummer. And here's something that I notice about media. Everybody that covers the Brewers and Bucks seem to really like their job and really want to do well by you to bring information. And most people that cover the Packers seem to, like, hate their existence. I can't figure that out. I don't know what is up with that. It's weird. Last night, the United States won. Spoiler alert, if you were going to watch it on Peacock today, I'm not sure. Maybe they're re-airing the game at some point. Drew Holiday is now in the starting lineup for the United States after his great performance. Did well, 23 minutes, 8 points, made a couple of threes. USA beat Iran 120-66. Damian Lillard was the star. All he did was chuck threes, and he made 7 of them. 7 of 13, 21 points. Middleton off the bench, 16 points, 4-6. He had a couple of threes, 10 points on the night. 16 minutes, 10 points for Middleton. United States is Czech Republic. That'll be Saturday morning our time at 7. So as a Bucks fan, you know, you keep looking, and the first thing you look for is, did the USA win? And then you look at, well, how did our guys do? Holiday, okay, 8 points. That's pretty good. Started. Middleton, okay, 16 minutes, 10 points. And then you're like, wait a minute, there was other games last night. How did Nigeria do? And then so you look at Nigeria, because Jordan Wara is on the team. And you say, oh, bummer, Nigeria lost. Okay, Wara, looks like he didn't start. He had 33 points. Jordan Wara had 33 points off the bench for Nigeria yesterday. That's awesome. Jordan Wara is good. I was a little surprised that in the regular season they didn't get a little more run. You would think that next year you're going to see Wara get more run. You're going to see Diakite play more. You're going to see Sam Merrill play more, I would think.
Well, you're going to have to play him more, I'd think, because Giannis is going to get a little bit of a break here, but Chris and Drew aren't going to get much of a break. They're going to finish off this Olympic run, and then they're going to have, what, 2 months?
Dude, summer league's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're not going to have a long time this off season to get the usual rest that they, you know, they so needed that, you know, LeBron and all these guys are saying that they absolutely needed, and that's why we had all the injuries this year. So, I mean, it could be a similar thing this upcoming season if, you know, you don't get your guys some rest. So I would think that if you're Budenholzer, that going into next year, you wouldn't want to play Giannis, Chris, or Drew extended minutes at the beginning of the season. You'll play them starters minutes, but you don't want to play them super, super long if you can help it. So you kind of want to go a little deeper in the rotation. So that's going to give guys like Nwara, Merrill, Diakite their chance to shine. And hopefully what it does is it allows them to gain some confidence and then allow them to be a part of the rotation going forward. And then allow, you know, maybe you find somebody that is already on the roster that could be a big key piece that you can use during the playoffs.
Yeah, one thing that was kind of ailing the Bucks was the depth was maybe not what we thought it was. I mean, once they got past Connaughton and Portis, I mean, they had to go down to 7, which you normally do in the playoffs. You trim your rotations, but had one of those guys been injured, you know, you were going with Jeff Teague, and even Bryn Forbes found his way back to the Pine. So it can never hurt to have those guys playing well, and the confidence that Warr is getting on a stage like that, you can only be excited for it. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Segment brought to you by Indeed. Take the shortcut to your next great hire when you sponsor a job on Indeed. Instant Match immediately delivers a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Packers quarterback, like we all thought. So what does that do for their Super Bowl chances? Nick Kostos, you better, you bet, will join us next. And are the Bucks, should they be? They're not. But should they be favorites to repeat? All that coming up, plus Brian Gutekunst live in 30 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.